You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
B'shah tova muslachat. Yosef HaTzadik was given his soulmate wife. What was her name? Asnat. And then the Ribono Shel Olam gave him two children. And what was their name? Menashe and Ephraim. So why were they named these special names?
Hashem was generous with me.
What does Menashe means?
I forgot what I went through.
And Menashe means forgetfulness.
Yes.
So he named his son, the first son, Menashe. Why? Why he?
Hashem made me forget my trials and tribulations.
Ah, right. And then the second son's name?
Ephraim.
And what does it mean?
Hashem generous.
Ki hefrani Elokim be'eretz oni. What is hefrani means? I'll give you a report card. Ay, ay, ay. Hefrani. How do you say fruit in
Perot?
Hashem
made me fruitful in the land of my affliction.
So they got it from Hebrew. Pre-fruit. And also, Persian, they use it as parvar. You know what parvar means?
Fruitful.
The root is from Hebrew. So it says, Hifrani Berson. So now, here, which name should be first? The Ephraim or Menashe?
Menashe.
Menashe. Menashe should be first. Why should be first?
Ephraim should be first.
Say? Ephraim should be first? So why? If somebody is applying for a loan, like a small loan, like $5 million. Yeah. So, does he become joyous before they wire the money or after they wire the money?
After.
So here, obviously, he has to become fruitful and then he forgets.
Yeah.
No? But he says he forgot and then he became fruitful.
No, but because he forgot, Hashem gave the bracha to him because of this forgetfulness that he just left whatever was behind him, forgotten.
But the practicality, he didn't do anything. We see the...
But if you forget about your past, you become happy.
If you forget about your past, that's true. But Yosef HaTzadik here, the way he's naming the children, is not according to the process he went through. But here, there was an interesting therapy. It's called HGM. You heard about it? It's called HGM therapy.
Robert, please tell us about HGM therapy.
So now sometimes you enter the buildings that is under the construction, and they say you just sign. Before you enter, you see the building that is under the construction. There's a sign. What does it say? Beautiful. Hard hat. Are you familiar with this man? Hard hat area. So now the welders, when they want to weld, what do they need to do?
They use ashes.
They have to have a special glass, right? And the painters, when they, the paint, what do they do?
Mask.
So the H is for the hard hat. The G is for the glass. And the M is for?
Mask.
What does it mean? Sometimes in life, you see something from the top fell under your head. Never expected. Or you see people that you don't want to see, or even don't want to smell them. So now here, you have to have a HGM. HGM. Why? Because till you don't learn to go through the process of Menashe, there is no Ephraim. If there is no Menashe, you listening? If there is no Menashe, there is no Ephraim. The process here in life, that's how it is. Either you wish or you don't wish. You want or you don't want, something comes up from the top. Because if you don't have a hard hat, so then you're going to go through a lot of pain. And people do things that you're very aggravated by. You know, everybody has his own Megillah. People usually look in the end of their Chumash, they only see 5, but actually it's 50. Everybody has his own Megillah. It's not only 5. So now, it's not that, you know, you expect this, you know, it should do this, it should do that, ay, ay, ay. No, there's no such a thing. People do whatever they like. So here, Yosef HaTzadik, Alav Shalom, is teaching us, if you don't have the HGM, you're in a big trouble. Nashani, Nashani. Why? Because, Heifer, Hifrani Elokim, not all this blessing that is pouring. But if you don't wear HGM, in a big trouble. Hashem is like, you know, to have a good one. Hard-headed HGM, and he said, Arve, Shefa, Bracha, I make it a song.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.